The views and comments expressed on the Space Show by its guests, callers, and listeners belong to them. The Space Show and its hosts serve only as a platform and are not responsible for others' comments or views. All topics discussed on the Space Show are primarily for educational purposes.
Live from the Space Talk Radio Studios, it's the Space Show with Dr. David Livingston. Broadcasting live to four continents, consistently bringing you quality news and interviews with the best and brightest minds in the new space economy, here's the founder and host of The Space Show, the man who best articulates the vision of space commercial enterprise, Dr. David Livingston.
Good morning, Space Show listeners. Welcome to the Sunday Space Show program. I am making this recording while here at ISDC in Los Angeles, and I must say that this is a really power-packed, action-packed, and information-packed conference. More about the conference, I'm sure, will unfold over the coming weeks as some of the guests that are appearing on the program will have been taken from the programming right here at ISDC. And also, for sure, you will hear myself, as well as many of the other guests, comment on what is being said, what is being shared here at ISDC. For those of you that have been coming up and identifying yourself as listeners to the show and introducing yourself to me, thank you very much. It's terrific to put a face with the listeners. Keep listening. As I said when I met you, please participate in the show. If you're not listening live, then send an email or use chat or something to ask questions of the guest, to participate, send your guest recommendations. Your participation is appreciated. And thanks again for finding me here among the 1,100 or so people at the Sheraton Hotel and making sure you tell me you're a Space Show listener. Well, Space Show listeners, I've been saying for weeks that I was going to make an announcement telling you how I was doing some things to change the Space Show. So let me use this time, and here comes that announcement. The Space Show structurally has been a sole proprietorship for me, David Livingston. I started it almost 5 years ago. It'll be 5 years ago around May 20th. And it has been my sole business venture, and it is a business venture, and I run it as a business, and so that is what's changing. The way the program airs is for now not changing, although, as you will learn in this pre-recorded message, I am working very hard to fund the program differently. And in the process of funding the program differently, I'm hoping that there will be additional outlets for the show and additional markets and even some mainstream stations for different program varieties that I'm working on. The biggest change is that over a year ago, I decided that the best way to grow the Space Show and to get the message out about how important space is to our everyday lives and how important it is to our future is through continued efforts in education. And the Space Show is basically an educational vehicle. The format I chose to use for this was to create a separate 501c3 nonprofit educational foundation, which here in California would be a California Public Benefit Corporation. I began this process in earnest in January of 2005, and I selected an attorney to help me do it who also had previously been very successful with me in trademarking the name The Space Show, and that is a trademarked name. Unfortunately, and I don't want to go into too many details, the choice of the attorney was, to say the least, not in the best interest of the show. Significant delays came about, incompetent work was involved, and the effort to turn the space show into a nonprofit and an educational foundation was delayed for at least a year. And it took a superhuman effort to correct all the problems that were caused. I am considering my options about what I may or may not decide to do with this particular attorney, but that's really not the subject of this show. But there were times when it was not clear if the 501c3 application would be accepted, and that is primarily because of the way the attorney filed the application, what she said in the application, and how it went down with the IRS once the IRS started reviewing it. The other complication that affected the timing was Hurricane Katrina. The resources of the IRS, including those resources that review 501c3 applications, were totally committed into helping people recover from Katrina. New employees for the IRS were not hired. They took employees from other divisions, and that took 3-month turnaround times into 6-month, 9-month, and longer. Well, the good news is that the application was modified and was changed under the direction of one of the agents of the IRS who began working with us in February, and my new attorney who represents the 501c3, Mark Bookman, from here in Los Angeles. And the 501c3 application for tax-exempt status was approved. And so now the space show, effective as of May 1st, has been licensed to the California Public Benefit Corporation, which is a tax-exempt 501c3 company, and the California Franchise Tax Board application is now pending, but most likely automatic since they key off of the feds. So what this means for listeners is that starting May 1st, when you contribute through PayPal on the website, or for those of you that send checks or cash, your contribution is fully tax deductible. So that is the biggest change that will affect Space Show listeners. You can contribute and support the Space Show and receive a full federal and state tax deduction for it as of May 1st. Now, the rest of what I wanted to tell you is that the nonprofit I formed is called One Giant Leap Foundation. The website for this is not yet up and running. We are working on it, so don't try to find it on the internet. You won't find it. I will let you know when the foundation's website is up and running. But the purpose of One Giant Leap is to carry out space education, primarily directed at people in school, as well as general audiences, not space audiences. And there are several programs that One Giant Leap is considering funding. One is a very unique space business educational program, which hopefully with the proper funding would be on more conventional and more traditional radio networks. And this program is called the Space Show Classroom. And more on that later on as it develops and as the outlets for possible use on this show are identified. And I will certainly let you know what's going on. But this would be a totally different kind of space show program. It would be designed for teaching the importance and value of space through understanding business and commerce and economics and finance. And it would be more scripted, like probably a high school or a college lecture. And it would apply for ages middle school and up. So again, stay tuned. There will be more information about the Space Show Classroom. Then, of course, we're looking at different venues and markets for expanding the traditional space show. And if those venues and markets have certain requirements or parameters. It may mean that additional space show programming during the week is implemented to satisfy the requirements of expanding the program. And again, that will also unfold. These two programs are predicated on successful fundraising, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute. The space show is also considering other types of programming, all geared around the importance and value of space education and bringing that education to as many people across the way as possible, not just students, not just adults, and not just people outside the space community. Certainly we're addressing people in the space community as well, but we want to be able to reach out and bring in new people, educate people about space, get people to develop a space consciousness, and reaching people in the general public is always important, because the number of people who care about space, who care about space development, our place in space, why we do it, has got to increase substantially over the numbers that we have right now. The more people who are involved in working for a spacefaring society, the more likely we can muster the kind of congressional and other support that is necessary to make it happen. That's one of my beliefs, and that is one of the guiding principles that One Giant Leap is going to be pursuing. And we're also open to other types of programming suggestions down the road. One Giant Leap will hopefully be able to participate and even to put together various types of events that are related to space education and the way the space show does space education. Because we're not changing what the space show does and how it does it. We're just working on giving the space show different outlets to different markets for doing what we're doing, since we seem to be doing a good job at it based upon your feedback. And of course, your feedback is really important, and we thrive on your feedback, and we want to hear from you, even if you're disagreeing or you have suggestions for improving the programming. It's important that we do hear from you. For now, the emails will stay the same at drspace@thespaceshow.com. Again, the Space Show is actually licensed now to the One Giant Leap Foundation. And the One Giant Leap Foundation does have a fully functioning board of directors. It complies with all the laws for California for a public benefit tax-exempt corporation. I am the president and the CEO of One Giant Leap and the head of the board, but there are unrelated members to the board. I think we have 5 board members total. So One Giant Leap is clearly now up and running, and I will announce when the One Giant Leap website is available, which we'll be talking more about the foundation's efforts and about the type of programming that we're wanting to involve in and how we intend to reach people and why, of course, space is so important. One Giant Leap will do what I talk about on the show all the time. It's going to tell the story of why space is so important, and hopefully it will tell it in a way that reaches lots of new people and also enables foundations and others to offer One Giant Leap grants to make this type of programming possible. For the time being, One Giant Leap is not per se taking membership like other organizations where you can join. We're not doing that. And so when you contribute, as you have been in the past, while you do get full tax exempt and tax deduction status for your gift, you're not becoming a member of the Space Show or One Giant Leap, but you are obviously in the data banks and part of the support group for the foundation as well as the Space Show. and you receive the newsletter for the Space Show. And currently, the Space Show newsletter is planned on being the same as it is now, and still limited to talking about programming for the time being, for the foreseeable future. I'm not planning on putting out a Foundation newsletter, but that will probably change based upon the requirements of the other foundations and those that are funding One Giant Leap and giving it grants, because we will comply with their needs. And then, of course, Space Show listeners who want to receive any of the One Giant Leap information, you will have the opportunity to request that, and we'll clearly and gladly add you to that distribution list. Again,